Good morning. Welcome in. Time once again for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, once again, welcome to our studios. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Not too bad. What's going on for today's show?
Well, you know, I was talking to a former student and she mentioned this book called Seven Deadly Needs. And I thought, whoa, sounds interesting to me.
Yeah.
And so today we're going to talk about seven deadly needs.
Sounds pretty...
Scary?
Yeah.
I know.
The word deadly kind of jumps out at you there.
I know. Maybe I should have saved this for like Halloween or something. But Joe, first I would just give you a little background between needs and wants. You know, in our house, I remember my husband, we were driving down the road and it was a big farm implement thing. And he said, I need that. And I said, need or want?
Right.
I mean, we do not own a farm, you know? And so we would laugh. And he uses that with me when I want to buy something a little extravagant. But I think we need to think about the difference between a need and a want. You know, food, we need it. It's something that once we don't, if we don't have it and we're hungry, we're going to find it.
Right.
Water, the same thing. Air, you know, clothing. So a need is something that you cannot let go because you believe that your survival depends on it. Now, those things are healthy. Food, water, clothing, shelter. But the things that are not get in our way because we're going to pursue them just as much as we would pursue water on a hot summer day. So deadly needs, according to the book, The Seven Deadly Needs, is the need to know, you know, like, do I really need to know everything about everybody, everywhere, all the time,
right.
Why they're doing what? But if we need to, we become like those, you know, busybodies that are in the TV shows that are kind of comical, you know, like they're peering through windows and stuff.
Right, right.
The need to be right. You know, that no argument has ever been ended by somebody who absolutely needed to be right. Sometimes we have to agree to disagree, but those things, if we're pursuing that, get in our way.
We all know someone, too, that feels like they know everything and that they're always, or they're never wrong, right?
Right, right. And honestly, I'm going to say many times both people are right, but what happens is one knows a little more information, a little bit more research, but you can't beat somebody over the head with it. The need to get even. Hey, you did this to me. I'm going to get you back.
Right.
You know, the need to look good, you know, to always present yourself as being in control and positive. The need to judge, to decide if something is right or wrong. The need to keep score, you know, hey, my brother had two cookies, I get two cookies,
yeah.
You know. You said hi to her, I want to be said hi to me.
Yeah.
And the need to control, to make sure that things turn out a certain way. And, you know, all of these things are okay because we all do all of them to an extent. But when it becomes a need, that's when it becomes a problem because we don't let it go. So we're laying in bed at night plotting our revenge. How am I going to win that game?
Yeah, kind of consumes you after a while.
Right, and that's really hard then to be positive about yourself, be creative, to you know, be in good relationships, things like that. We miss out the real things when we're focusing on any one of these needs. I don't know if you... if our listeners know anybody or feel this ever, but these are the kinds of things where we get so tied up that that's all we talk about is how somebody did me wrong or what our neighbor is doing or that the grass is always not cut on the other side.
It's not a healthy way to go through life,
no,
is it?
Oh, no, no. Well, and I think I referred to one other book another time about it, where the idea is it my problem, your problem, or God's problem? And that's kind of what we need to be thinking about with these things. If it's not mine to fix, I should let it go. If it's yours to fix, I should let you do it and not pay any attention to it. And I'm not taking on God. If it's that big, I'm going to let him do it.
Well, you can certainly find out more about this topic and all the different things that we discuss on this segment. We thank you again for listening, as that's all the time we have on today's show. It's called Your Life Matters, heard every week at the same time. And it features clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Find out more online at safeharboril.com.